Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this May the 13th, 2021. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, we're going to have a wonderful broadcast today. We're going to talk about the craziness that's happening in all of our world. All of our worlds. It's crazy. So riding with me is, again, is, of course, my in-house producer, Shannon. And I want to say thank you to Annie, the producer on the other end. But before we get started, please do me a favor. I have to say this all the time because some people, someone out there has not heard this yet. Please send me a text. Send a text, okay? Text WILL to 88202. It's really simple. You type in the number 88202 and just type my name, WILL, in the body of the text. And just send that. You'll get free information, and it's free for you. It's free for you. Free. Did I say free, Shannon? Because it's free.
Yep, F-R-E-E.
All right, so if you want to give us a call, we have some wonderful calls. Listen to me.
What was that?
That's me. Let me wind myself back up. We had some wonderful callers last week. I mean, absolutely awesome callers to call in. So if you want to give us a call, I'm going to give you a second here to get out pen and paper so you can write down this number so you can give us a call. We're going to talk about, of course, the oil issue in the United States of America, and we're going to talk about Israel, what is happening in Israel today, and how a lot of people are wondering how much it's going to affect all of us here in the United States of America. We're already seeing the effects of the oil. We're going to get into more details than that, but right now, get out that pen and paper and write this number down if you want to give us a call.
Yeah, the number is 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069.
And they need to push 1.
Oh, yeah, and you need to press 1 to come on the line and talk to Will.
Absolutely.
Thank
so
you.
once you dial that number, push 1. Yeah. Press 1.
Yeah, Annie sent me. Press 1. I got to get in the habit of saying that as well, yes.
Well, I got your back. I got your back. Annie has our back, and I got your back. We got each other's back. So,
yeah.
So Shannon, let's just start this off like this. Biden goes into the White House after the whole, I'm calling it, this is my personal opinion here. It's the big lie. The big lie is with Biden actually winning. That's just my personal opinion out there. Okay? We'll just leave it at that. I'm not telling anyone to believe one way or another.
You
I'm just telling you my personal opinion.
This is the United States, so what, you are allowed to have your
well,
personal
you're supposed
opinion.
To. You're supposed to. But I just want to make it clear out there for everyone that's listening that, hey, everyone should be entitled to their opinion. But in this case, we have Biden in the White House, regardless on what my opinion is or not. Okay, soon as he goes in, not long afterwards, he shuts down the peace agreement. He shuts it down, right? He shuts down the whole idea of having oil between the United States and Canada.
The Keystone Pipeline. He shuts down the Keystone Pipeline. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. He shuts it down.
Shuts it down.
And this is after.
He said he wasn't going to, though.
Yeah, this is after he says he wasn't going to shut it down. And then guess what, everybody? He shuts it down. And, you know, even Trudeau, which is a total socialist communist, he was complaining about it because he knew that it was going to hurt jobs in Canada. And it was going to hurt the Canadian economy. But with Trudeau, you know, he stopped. I haven't heard him say much about it afterwards, but Trudeau, him being a socialist communist, one worldist, is that even a word? Can we say that? One worldist, one world nut? But I haven't heard him say much about it afterwards because he's part of the whole wanting to set the world economy, reset on the world economy. So as a result of him wanting to reset the world economy, I haven't heard anything from him lately. But the whole thing, Biden shut it down, and now we have this episode on the East Coast where another refinery is hacked and held hostage. Held hostage, people. So now, here's another opinion. Let me make sure it's clear. Here's another opinion that I have. I have no proof of it. This is just my opinion of it. Okay? And my opinion is, you know, it's just my opinion. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody said, hey, let's shut this one down too on the East Coast.
How would we benefit from wanting it to shut down? How would somebody here want, I mean, why would they want it to shut down?
Well, I believe they want it to shut down because then it helps with tearing down the economy. You know, a lot of people don't realize the whole Build Back Better that Biden has been pushing. The whole Build Back Better is to tear down the world economy. That's what the Build Back Better is about. He didn't get it. During the campaign of the 2020 election, the whole Build Back Better slogan was given to him. When he first started talking about Build Back Better and they started making all of their signs and all the billboards, et cetera, Build Back Better, I happened to go look up the whole catchphrase Build Back Better, and it belonged to this organization, this World Economic Organization, and their whole motto is that the world economic system needs to be torn down, just completely changed, and then build back better is what they're saying. So that means that the world economy, United States of America, Canada, Mexico, just everywhere, the economy needs to collapse. Then they're going to come back with a one world currency.
Well, I think it's very concerning. You know, first of all, supposedly the oil is back on track and flowing as of today, May 13th.
Has it been stopped?
Well, they stopped it, then they started it, and they said that they were going to stop it again unless there was some ransom paid, which we don't even know how much the ransom was at this point.
Right.
The problem is that they were actually hacked, right? One of our oil systems was actually hacked. And when you listen to the response of the Biden administration, it kind of made it sound like, well, it's not really our problem, right?
It's your
problem. That's a private industry. We really don't get involved, right? But that was a couple of days ago. Now, as of today, the FBI was involved. Now they're saying that it doesn't look like it was anybody from the Russian government, but it was a group called the Dark Side, hackers that reside in Russia.
Dark Side.
They're saying that this hack, the purpose was not to create chaos. The purpose was to collect a ransom amount of money.
They wanted to get paid.
They wanted to get paid
from the dark side.
Right. But it should be very concerning that they were able to hack. I mean, I would think that would be setting off alarms for the Biden administration. Like, why are they, you know, hacking into?
Well, like that's kind of like my point.
A very important part of our industry. Because this affected many states.
Well, exactly. But that was kind of like my point, just my opinion earlier. I'm willing to bet, not much, but I'm willing to bet that somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that from the, you know, the whole Biden administration, that whole connection, that somebody possibly maybe just, hey, let's do this to make this happen. Because the only reason why I say that, because why in the world did he shut down the Keystone Pipeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he said he wasn't going to. So if they shut down one and they want to get America off of oil, why wouldn't they shut down another one? And I'm just saying, I'm not saying that they, you know, the Biden administration had anything directly to do with this. I'm not saying that at all. But it would not surprise me. At the same time,
to me, I just don't like their reaction.
Their reaction made me think that way,
right?
Because they came out and said, "Now, even that. Think about this: is the oil refineries in the United States of America not part of our infrastructure? Weren't they? I mean, because it takes oil to make the pavement that we drive on. It takes oil to make the vehicles. It takes oil to get goods and services, transport goods to various locations. It takes oil to build the infrastructure in the United States of America. So to me, and maybe someone can call us and tell me where I'm wrong, but I understand that oil, along with the energy, the windmills and the nuclear plants, that's part of our infrastructure, along with the airports, et cetera, et cetera. For the Biden administration to sit there and say that this is their problem and not our problem,
right,
should send a signal to every single person in this country that they do not care about the American people. Up and down the coast,
right,
up and down the coast, people right. are like, we can't find gas. That's the infrastructure, people.
Right.
Am
it
I
kills
missing
me.
Something?
It kills me. Unless it personally affects these Democrats. Right? Unless it's personally at their door, they don't care. Getting on the, you know, teleprompter, because, you know, he can't say anything without the teleprompter. He's been literally instructed, do not go off teleprompter.
Don't even right? take any questions.
But he says, no. do not panic. Right?
Do not panic. Do
well,
not panic.
I understand. I don't think we should panic. Absolutely. I don't think we should panic. But I think he's undermining the situation that some of these citizens actually had to deal with because there wasn't enough gas, right?
Right.
There's people that probably couldn't get to work because, oh, you know, you and I know what it's like. We forget to put gas or we just don't feel like putting gas and we get home. The next morning you wake up, you know, the gas is, you know, lines are an hour long, which is totally ridiculous, but... You know, the sad thing is when you're in that situation, you don't know when it's going to end.
No,
right?
No,
you don't know it's going to be okay in a few days.
Exactly.
Right? So at that very point, in that very moment, you're like, listen, if they can't get it going in the next week or so, what are we going to do? Right? So naturally, instinctively, people go, okay, I need to kick in a plan. Right? You can't tell people just sit there and just wait. Right? Because even, you know, we're about to play a clip on some of how Biden's administration reacted. They're pretty much like,
that's just a personal issue with the oil company. It has nothing to do with us.
That's exactly what it was.
They need to pay that.
That's exactly what, well, this sounds like a personal issue. We don't really have a
situation. Well, I mean, you know, the American people, you're on fire. You're having a major issue. That's your personal issue. We're
that's
here
funny.
For you. You need to deal with it.
That's
insane.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play that clip. If for those people that did not hear how Biden administration reacted to the situation, let's play it.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying ransom. Colonial is a private company, and we'll defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
Oh, you have to have a life work balance. Come on now. Come on, you just have to have a balance.
Yeah, we're gonna pass it off. We're gonna pass the buck off to them.
Right.
No, you know
we'll
what?
Leave it up to them.
Exactly.
Listen,
you know
we
what?
Know
the
that
FBI...
one of our we know one of our major pipelines has just been like
hacked,
right? And that there's a what ransom. There's like a ransom being held, but we're just gonna refer to them. We're just gonna let them handle it.
Yeah. It's only our infrastructure in the United States.
Biden was
America.
Probably still asleep. He's probably like,
yeah,
what?
What
pipeline?
Isn't that the one I already shut down?
Exactly.
Isn't that the one? Why
is it open? Why is it?
Who opened it back up? Who opened it back up? I thought I shut it down. I mean, it's crazy.
That's
Let's
so
listen
true.
To some more of this.
Would the administration offer any advice on whether or not to pay a ransom?
So typically that is a private sector decision, and the administration has not offered further advice at this time. Given the rise in ransomware, that is one area we're definitely looking at now to say what should be the government's approach to ransomware actors and to ransoms overall.
I mean, come on.
Come on is right.
I mean, seriously. I mean, that's, you know what? We're looking into the ransomware. That's something we really need to look into. Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you what.
Are you kidding me?
The previous administration
was. This is the U.S. United States.
Right.
This is the U.S. government, and we're saying, oh, we're going to look into it. We're going to look into it. From dark side.
You know what? Trump would be like, listen, don't mess with our oil. Don't mess. And
actually,
he would actually put pressure. If we believe that bad actors were in Russia, he would actually put pressure on the Russian government to figure it out and tell them to cut it out. Don't mess with America. That's probably what he would do.
Actually, I think President Trump would say, you know what, we're going to find out who did this, and we're going to bring them to justice. That's exactly what they should be
saying.
Right,
because nothing's
going to
happen.
But they're not saying that. They would say, we're going to find out.
Right.
Because if they did it to the oil refinery, what's to stop them from doing it to a nuclear plant, people?
Right.
I'm just asking for a friend here. What's to stop them? Is anyone even thinking about that? What's to stop them from shutting down power to various hospitals throughout the country? What's to stop them from hacking the airline system? Anyone else thinking about that? Maybe I'm just thinking about that.
Right.
Just a special kind of thinker.
Well, you are special, Will. But listen,
Dark side. Shouldn't
be taking it lightly, right? Yeah. This was a major company, a major pipeline. It's not something to take lightly. Listen, well, we have a caller on the line. We have Dawson on the line.
Dawson, hey, thanks for calling.
No one's there.
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Dawson, can you hear us?
Hey, sorry, I didn't even realize you guys were calling
on
me.
Yeah, we brought you
hey,
on.
Appreciate. Oh, thank you. Hey, so how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How about you? What you got for us, Dawson?
You guys are talking about the oil shortage, right? And Israel.
We started talking about the oil.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to Israel yet.
We're getting ready to get into Israel.
Oh, okay.
But you can comment on Israel if that's what you want.
Oh, hey, but I mean, I saw some videos yesterday. Some lady in North Carolina. She had like a bin, and she was pouring gas into it. And then she also had paper bags. Like I've seen like a few videos of these people, like, you know, because Democrats are causing chaos, trying to cause panic with the gas shortage. There's people literally having like plastic bags from Walmart, pumping gas.
The fact that even they had one video of one person doing it is pretty ridiculous. Somebody said, I don't
oh
even,
my gosh.
Somebody made a meme and said, I don't even need to guess who you voted for.
That goes without saying.
For those that are listening, she voted for Biden.
Of course. I think we all figured that out. At least those of us that have brain cells.
Uh-huh. Hey, Will, so did you get that picture I sent you?
Which one?
You know, the one where with the trans kid and the lady, like, right next to him?
I did. Yes, I did. I mean, I replied back to you. It's absolutely disgusting. So let me just lay it out here. Everyone is listening. Dawson sent me an email and had a picture of this adult woman. I guess it's a woman. I don't want to miss a dinner. Identify anybody, but as an adult woman in a picture with a little boy, from what I can tell. Well, and they put like a caption under, and they said, well, you can see who is convincing who to, you know, think a certain way. I'm paraphrasing here. It's completely disgusting.
Right.
I know, and
right.
If you look at you look at her face.
Go ahead, Dawson.
If you look at her face, she literally looks like a demon going, I have done what my father, Satan, wants me to. And she's, like, laughing.
Yep.
That's what all these story time trans look like. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you look at the library story time people, and they all look evil.
Yeah.
I mean, I just sit there and I look and go, why would anyone take their children on purpose to be,
it's disgusting.
Put through that? Right, they're scary looking. I've even seen some wearing horns. Like, they're not even hiding who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Oh, gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what did you want to say about
100%.
Israel?
Oh, my gosh. Dude, it is. They're still bombing them. There's more videos coming out.
Yep.
Hamas is still bombing them.
Yep.
Well, and then Yahoo, actually I was going to talk about it later, but Yahoo said, we're not backing down. He said, this is just the beginning. He said, I don't even see it stopping in the coming days.
Yeah, it's,
I mean,
it's so
oh
bad.
My gosh.
It is so bad. We just saw reports just less than an hour ago where it's increasing in the violence.
Right. As of today, 103 Palestinians have been killed, and I think it's like 10 Israelites. But don't take that number 10 and 103 lightly, because listen, Hamas has been destroying.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean,
their goal
is not just 10 people. Their goal is to destroy Israel altogether.
All of them.
So when we have people sitting here going like, go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, and the Democrats are defending the Palestinians.
Yeah, not all Democrats, but we are going to talk about the few that are.
You know what? Not the ones that are not supporting Hamas and doing this. They're kind of somewhat silent, but the big mouths like AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, you know, those big mouths, they're 100%. Yeah, anti-American, 100% supporting Hamas.
Get to that here in a minute. But
yeah.
Anyways,
hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling. And I'm going to have two special guests on with me tonight that we're going to do a really extremely deep dive into what's happening in Israel. And these are two people that I would consider to be experts.
Yeah, so make sure you turn in tonight.
Oh,
awesome.
It's going to be a live one.
Hey,
tonight.
Well,
9 p.m. Central.
If you're doing phone calls, I'll call in.
All right. Hey, appreciate it. Take care.
Okay,
right,
see ya. Yeah. All right, bye. Bye-bye, yeah. So let's talk about Israel and Palestine. I mean, it is pretty crazy what's happening over there, right? I mean.
Well, before we get into that, let's put the number out there one more time if someone wants to give us a call. Remember, Shannon's going to give the number, and you have to push 1 after you dial the number.
Okay, so call us. The number is 516-595-8069.
And push 1.
And press 1.
And press 1. And also, send a text, okay? Text WILL to 88202. Okay? Get that. Send a text. Type WILL to 88202. Okay, let's get into Israel, because I think that's a huge, huge topic right now, because that's something that is biblical, my opinion. That's something that is going to eventually affect the entire world. I heard other countries are already starting to, like, you know, mobilize.
Yeah, there's actually rockets now being shot from Lebanon onto Israel, they're saying. It's crazy. And you know what?
Are you getting ready to say what I'm getting ready to say?
Go ahead, Will. Will's like, don't take my thunder.
No, it's not no thunder.
Go ahead with your thunder, Will.
So, you know, we kind of talked about it before we got started here. You know, President Trump was the president of peace. President Trump was bringing peace to the Middle East, which was amazing, right? Because no other president in history was able to get all of these Arab countries to come together and at least just talk, right? At least talk and start coming on board. Say, you know what? I'm going to come on board. I have to say this. You know, I refuse to believe that every single person that is a Muslim on the planet is just bad. I mean, there has to be good people. There's good people everywhere. There's people just believe, or they get indoctrinated to believe a certain thing. Just like, you know, Jewish people. Not all Jewish people are bad. You know, there are good Jewish people. Not all black people are bad. There are good black people. There's just people. There's good and bad people all over the planet. It's just what they're being indoctrinated with. But President Trump was able to bring these Arab countries together and start talking about peace with Israel.
Right.
And then, of course, the Biden administration comes in, Israel's getting attacked, and Biden administration is talking about, oh, we're looking to appoint someone to, you know, talk to Israel and to the Middle East, or not to Middle East, but to Israel in a week or so from now. It's not even important to them. They're saying basically, hey, countries, if y'all just want to bombard and shoot rockets or whatever and try to destroy Israel, the time to do it is now. Because we're not going to do anything to stop it. Because if it was President Trump, President Trump would probably have aircraft carriers in the region. He would have drones flying over and saying, if y'all continue this, we're going to jump in here. You see, that's not happening under the O'Biden administration.
Right. And you know what? If the Democrats have their way, they will never acknowledge or they will erase the fact that Trump got as close as he did to peace in the Middle East. Listen,
yes.
Never before had the Arabs actually come to the table to talk about peace, right? And with Trump actually got them to come to the table, and actually once they agreed to it, they were hoping that the Palestinians, it would put pressure on them and that they would eventually sign it. Finally, Palestine and Israel were actually talking like they hadn't been before, and they were actually talking peace. It's interesting to me, the minute Trump is gone, that all went away. And the reason is because there is no longer a strong leader in the world to keep peace in the Middle East. Trump
yep.
is gone.
Yep.
That strength is gone.
Yep.
That person that had the power to create peace is gone.
Yep.
Right? Biden's too weak. In fact, as soon as Hamas started bombing Israel, it was very quiet.
Actually, as soon as Hamas started bombing Israel, I think Biden ran for cover. sorry, you gotta get to the bunker.
He's probably like, I thought Trump took care of that. What happened?
You gotta get to the bunker, sir. Like, and then Biden goes, I thought we were already in the bunker. That's not my basement. Oh, where am I?
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It's crazy.
And so they were really quiet. So then both Democrats and Republicans came out and said, hey, listen, Biden, like, why are you silent? Right? Like, this is, you have to speak out against what is happening.
Even
in
Democrats were screaming.
There were. Absolutely.
Some Democrats were coming and saying, hey, Biden, you've got to say something because this is not right. I mean, there's just, you know what? I'm going to tell you why, my personal beliefs on why some of these Democrats were saying that, because the Jewish community here have been pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into the Democrat Party. And now the Democrats are showing the Jewish people that have been pouring money into them that the Democrat Party doesn't care.
Right.
I mean, even though you're here in the United States of America, and I've been told, I don't know how true it is, but I've been told that some of the Jewish people here in America are upset with some of the Jewish people in Israel. And regardless if that's the case or not, if they're allowing this to happen to Jewish people over in Israel, what do you think is going to happen to you here?
Right.
I don't get it. It just blows my mind that, and I'm me being a black male, I don't understand why black people still support the Democrat Party. It's so conniving. So they've been so convincing to convince people that they're for them, and yet they demonstrated over and over and over again. This is a prime example of what's happening to Israel with the Jewish people because of Hamas trying to destroy them. And Jewish people should be able to defend themselves to the end of days, no matter what. But this Biden administration, the Democrats, are like just doing a step back and allowing the Muslim countries to try to destroy them as much as possible. I'm right. telling y'all, for me, this is biblical.
Right. And
let me just say this real quick, and then you come in here. This is biblical. And I believe in what the Holy Bible says. And Trump was bringing peace to the Middle East, so they have to create this chaos because the Democrats, they need all this chaos. And I say they need this chaos because they need their king to come in and bring peace, which is going to be the Antichrist.
I don't know how we get from here to where we're going to end up, because in the end, it does say that the wings of an eagle stand with Israel. So I don't know how we get from where we are right now to there. But listen.
Maybe it's a broken wing.
It didn't say broken wing. But listen. Listen. The sad thing is the reaction is also happening here in America, which actually shows how weak we are now because of Biden. Because Biden did finally, because everyone knows in government, that we are they are our biggest allies. Israel is our biggest ally. Everybody knows
they
that
have
our government,
been, yes.
right?
They are. And so, you know, even Benjamin Netanyahu, which kind of really disturbed me when he first did it, congratulating Biden on the big lie. He just came right out and did it. And now I'm just kind of curious. I mean, can we get a statement from Benjamin Netanyahu right now about his relationship with Biden? I mean, has he had a conversation with Joe Biden at any point since this started? Had Biden?
Oh,
I mean, cause to my understanding, this whole administration, they're completely ignoring what is happening over there right now.
Right, so Biden did come out and he said that Israel has the right to defend themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what happened after that? Does AOC and Ilhan Omar and Tlaib, like, their heads just blew up, right? They were like, oh my gosh, you're saying that the Palestinians don't count, that they don't matter, la-da-da, children are being killed.
Yeah.
There's human, what do they say?
Carnage.
Actually, I can bring it up here.
It's carnage.
AOC's.
I mean, but the thing is they're complaining because Israel's protecting themselves, but not a single time do you hear Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, and the other anti-American, anti-God, anti-Israel Democrats saying, Hamas, please stop shooting. Not a single time. I mean, who was it? Who are the violent ones here? I talked about this just the other night in my nightly broadcast. Who are the violent ones?
Right.
It's always Hamas against
right.
Israel. Now,
right.
I'm not saying that Israelis are all peachy and all walking around with
halos
and got wings. By any means, no. We're all human.
Right.
But the ones that are extremely aggressive and trying to constantly kill the Israelites, they are Muslim.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Ilhan Omar, she tweeted right after that came out. She said, this uprising response is devoid of empathy and concern for human suffering. He can't even condemn the killing of the children. She's talking about the Biden administration. But listen, first of all, Hamas knew that when you shoot off a rocket and as many rockets as they shot off, you can't expect Israel to stand by and just let it happen. You know there's going to be retaliation. You know that something is going to happen to your country. So quite frankly, when they shot off that first rocket, they cared less of human suffering. They were devoid of empathy of what was going to happen back to the country, right? All they
exactly.
care about is eliminating Israel if they can. If anything, they are more upset that they have the Iron Dome
yes.
that is protecting them.
Exactly.
That's what they're really upset
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
right?
I'm glad you brought that up because I couldn't believe it the first time I heard this, that the Hamas and the Muslim were complaining to the UN, the world community, that Israel had this Iron Dome technology and would not share it.
Yeah,
they were complaining. They said they should be forced to share the technology.
Give me a break.
And then they asked, they said, well, why does Israel have to share the technology with you? And then they, you know what the excuse was? So we can protect ourselves. I'm like, oh, really? No,
right.
they want the technology so they can figure out how to disable it, how they can figure out how to take it out. And Israel said, no, we're not going to share the technology. They should not have to share that technology with them.
Right.
Seriously.
And then Rashida Tlaib, she chimed in and said that the State Department, are they really refusing to condemn the killing of Palestine children? Let me tell you what, it's not even really about the Palestine children. That's really how they try to get to people's emotions, right? It's about personal responsibility. These people, Hamas, they knew what they were doing. They have no responsibility
right.
for what they are doing. And the people that support them, Tlaib, AOC, and Ilhan Omar, shame on them. They're actually supporting the fact that they attacked
Israel yes.
right?
Yes.
And there have been fatalities in Israel. It would
right.
be a lot worse if they didn't have the Iron Dome. And they celebrate the fact that they know that that's their end game. And they're supporting it.
Yeah.
You don't think that when you shoot off rockets that you are not about to kill children somewhere?
Well,
and let me
yeah.
tell you what, Palestine also
–
has been known to shoot off from places like hospitals, schools,
uh-huh.
and stuff like that.
And
so they
mosque.
Know, when they know there is retaliation.
And then when Israel take those locations out, then they go to the world community and say, oh, look what Israel's doing. Look,
right.
look what they did to the children. They did this. But they never talk about that they set up these rockets from the schools with the children all walking around. Kids all running around on the playground. They shooting rockets off. Hey, there's nothing to see here, everybody. Hey, look, who wants to come pull the trigger too? This is disgusting at all levels.
Right. It concerns me that we have people in our government that do not support our government. Do you understand how scary that is? They're actually supporting our enemies, because you know what's going to happen, right? And actually, Annie, the producer, pointed it out. She said, remember, if they back Israel, Iran won't come to the negotiation table. You know, I don't think...
I mean, that's part of the problem, right?
Right.
I mean, you remember, because President Trump had Iran in a position where they didn't like it,
right?
But the rest of the Muslim world was coming to the table,
right?
And she's right. If they come to the rescue of Israel, then Iran won't come to the table. But Iran has already been known to say death to America.
Yes,
they've said death to Israel.
Right.
So why in the world would we go to a regime that wants to destroy them and us?
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, look at how much money Obama and Biden, you say Biden, it drives me crazy, but Biden has given unchecked billions of dollars to Iran, right? And then the other day, their ships were surrounding and harassing one of our ships.
Yes.
Right? And they don't care. They don't respect America.
And the U.S. military ship have to fire 30 rounds to get them to stop.
To back off. Right. Can you imagine?
I mean, seriously, I mean, to be honest with you, I think if it would have been with President Trump, after the third round, they would say, okay, you know what? Now you need to nick them.
And let me tell you what do you think would have happened? Do you think that Trump would have been silent on what happened?
No.
Heck no. Biden is silent.
No.
He's not even coming out and condemning Iran
for doing that.
He's not even condemning Palestine for what they did. Of course, he said Israel had a right to defend themselves. But how soft is that?
It's just like the oil where they're saying, oh, it's their problem. They're saying the same thing to Israel. Oh,
pretty much.
It's your problem.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the same thing. So, you know, it's so bad that the violence is intensifying so much, it's only going to get worse, in my opinion. I hope it doesn't. I really hope it doesn't, because a life is a life, regardless on their point of view or how they live or whatever. We should all be trying to fight for humanity. You know, that's a beautiful thing, what makes us all different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting so bad that it's even spewing over into New York. You know, because New York has a huge Muslim and Jewish community.
Right.
Huge, yeah. Right? I want you to just listen. I'm going to play this clip for you. It's really short, but just listen to the chaos that is happening in the streets of New York City. So you have Muslims deliberately, in some of the video, they're deliberately attacking the Jewish community. And there's a huge police presence there, and the police officers are trying to keep the Muslims back from the Jewish people. And the Jewish people are just standing there screaming, hey, we should be able to protect ourselves. We should be able to protect ourselves. And you can hear the Muslims on the other end saying, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, you know, and it's just a chaos.
Right.
And it's just spewing out everywhere. I truly believe that we are the generation the Bible talked about.
Right.
The generation that see these things happen will not pass. I truly believe it. It's just because everything is lining up. It's lining up so much. It's lining up better than the stars and the moon do. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and today it even got crazier over there. Yesterday, Israel actually killed a Hamas commander. And after that, it just got even crazier. The hostilities are growing more intense. Now, I did, in passing, in an article here, or read, that the U.S. is sending an envoy as Israel and Gaza attacks increase, but I can't find out any information about what that envoy looks like. What is their purpose? Where are they going? I don't know. But Netanyahu, he said, this is just the beginning. Mm. He said, we will hit them like they've never dreamed possible. Now, if you remember 2008, it was pretty bad. He's saying, listen, it's going to get worse than that. And it's crazy to see how this is going to end, seriously. He even said, a general for the Israel army, he said, a truce is not part of the jargon on our lips.
Wow.
Certainly not in the coming day or two.
Wow.
So...
Wow.
And then if whoever wrote this one article, they were in Palestine and the Palestine people are saying, oh, you know, Israel's going crazy. And I'm sitting here thinking, did you see all the rockets Hamas was shooting?
Exactly.
I mean, if they didn't have the Iron Dome, you would have killed a lot more people than the 103 people.
Just imagine you're sleeping at night and you're waking up and you hear these sirens. And you look up in the sky, and you see rocket after rocket after rocket after rocket after rocket. I mean, just nonstop rockets coming and just blowing up over your head because of the Iron Dome. That's what's happening right now in Israel because they have the Iron Dome and the Hamas keep shooting these rockets. Can you imagine what's going through the mind of children? And where the Democrats even talking about they're always talking about children on the board, you know, the children. But what about the children that's being tormented by this? They could end all of this if the Democrats would get, hey, Hamas, you've got to stop. You've got to stop. You've got to stop. But they're not doing that. They're telling Israel, you know what? The way I see it, Ilhan Omar, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and the other Democrats that are anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-God, they're telling Israel to stop your Iron Dome.
Right. Literally, the Israel response is to they're targeting where rockets are being launched.
Yeah. You know, I just played the clip. It was a video clip, and you can see the location where these rockets are steady coming from.
Right.
I mean, it's like the same little spot, boom, 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 boom. And Israel's like, oh, there it is right there. Take that location out because that's where the rocket launcher is. You don't have a choice. Oh,
right.
But they surround the rocket launcher with children.
Well, I mean, if Hamas really wanted to be responsible for their people and want to make sure that children and women were not hurt, they could clear the area. They know exactly the response of the Israel army that they're going to attack where the rocket launches are coming from. They're not picking random sites, people, right? So, but they want to make Israel look like the bad people, right? So when we see these numbers that 103, actually I'm surprised that only 103 have died in Palestine since they don't have anything like the Iron Dome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they really don't. So, I don't know. I'm really curious, and let me ask you, Will, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think Biden is going to do? Do you think that he's going to respond? I mean, I think he's going to get pressure and have to respond.
I think it's going to be the same thing like the southern border wall, the United States of America. Biden comes into office, and one of the first things he does is shut down the construction of the southern border wall, the United States of America. And now there's been a report that just came out, and guess what, everybody? Biden is going to start the production back up on the southern border wall.
Yes,
Why is that?
The border wall is going back up.
Exactly. So what it's going to come down to is that Biden doesn't know where he is or what's going on. He has a hard time. He has to play catch up. He has to play catch up, right? So once he finally catches up, I think in this case it might be too late because the southern border wall is one thing, right? Where there's not rockets flying in the air just randomly falling out the sky trying to kill people, right? They can finish the wall and just prevent the monsters, well, some of them, you know. But I think you're right. I think he's going to get pressured, and when he gets pressured, then he's going to finally do something. But it may be too late at that point. And, you know, I think just that grace period, I still truly believe he's allowing that grace period to be there So then that they can do as much damage to Israel as possible.
Yeah, I don't think that the leaders over there respect Biden at all. I don't think that they feel threatened by him. I don't think that they think it will do anything to stop what's happening over there. I just don't think. I think they think he's weak.
He is weak.
I just don't think that he's going to do anything. I really don't think that he has the power to do anything.
Well, he is. Well, he may not do anything because, you know, you have AOC, and and AOC.
I don't think he cares about AOC really.
I'm telling you from the way I see it.
I think he's more scared of Nancy.
The way I see AOC, Nancy is scared of AOC. If you ask me. To an extent, she's scared of AOC because you notice they don't, it's not, never, if there's any kind of disagreement, conflict, they squash it immediately. But I think AOC, she's going to scream some more, and what's going to end up happening is that Biden is probably just going to, sit back. But I think, like I said, mentioned a minute ago, I think it's going to get really bad.
Right.
And I think it's all biblical. And I think that it's going to get so bad, not just in Israel. And once we start seeing all these other countries come involved, and you can see the Antichrist come out.
Right.
And I don't know who that is, but according to the Bible, it's going to be someone that's going to come from the European Union that's going to step in because if it starts getting really, really, really bad, and if we see a representative, someone coming out of the European Union saying, hey, we're going to end this, and then everyone just stops and like, oh, look, he has the answer. That's going to be an interesting time. But before that, if we see Russia, if we see China getting involved in this, then you need to be extremely concerned. And I think only then we will probably see the O'Biden administration starting to get involved. And, it'd be like a soft coat. It'd be like a soft to it.
I don't even think they care what Biden has to say.
They don't. They don't.
I don't even think they would take anything he has to say seriously. I really don't. I don't know. But you know what? I look forward to talking more about it tonight on your broadcast. I do want to touch on one more thing.
Are you going to talk on my broadcast tonight?
Huh?
You going to talk more about it on my broadcast tonight?
You are.
You just said you look forward to it.
Well, I look forward to you talking about it on your broadcast.
Well, I have two people that's going to be on with me tonight. It's going to be Marnie Harkenberg and Barry Nussbaum. And these two people are highly, highly intelligent people, and they see what's happening here, what's happening in Israel, what's happening, and the reason why. They're going to have insight that we don't have because of their background, and that's the reason why I was like, this is a hot topic right now. What better people? I wanted to bring Annie on, but Annie's been turning me down. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
She's working hard for the money.
Yeah, she's a hardworking woman, so... I most definitely want to bring Annie on too to get her perspective. Most definitely, because I was trying to get her, and she said I can't do it, but Barry can. I said, awesome, that is absolutely awesome because Barry, I think he'll bring insight that no one else is paying attention to and looking at. And the same thing with Marnie Harkenberg.
Right. Well, one more thing I want to talk about before we leave, and that's this Liz Cheney. So yesterday,
wait a minute, before you do that, you were reading something earlier about one particular person that was talking about leaving the region because it was so bad. And he talked about 2008, how it was during that time and the violence and stuff. And now it's just completely different. The level of violence, you recall.
I read an article from a gentleman named Muhammad that actually lives. He's a Palestinian, and he was saying that he was there during the war of 2008 between Israel and Palestinians, and he said it was really bad then. But now he's afraid it's going to get even worse, and he has a family now. So he's actually trying to flee the region. There's actually Palestinians that are actually now trying to get out because they are afraid that Hamas is going to take this to the next level. Israel's not going to back down. There's going to be a lot of destruction if something doesn't happen. And both sides at this point are very stubborn and not willing to give up. So it's interesting that he was comparing it to 2008, and he foresees that it's going to get worse.
Yeah, he says he's never seen it this bad.
Right, he said never saw it this bad.
I mean, like I said, I can't imagine. See, we're here in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. The biggest issue that we have is like Antifa and BLM and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. That's the biggest threat. You know, they're just, to me, if you ask me, they're just as bad as rockets coming through the air.
Yeah,
air, because
there's nothing scary about hearing
the
those
destruction,
rockets.
The destruction that lay in the wake of Antifa and BLM and the Democrats is, I mean, it looks like a wasteland. I mean, I've been to Minneapolis. I've been to these various places. It just looks like a total wasteland, destruction. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just they're not shooting the rockets, not yet at least.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's disgusting.
Sad. We need to pray for those people. I mean, really, I can't imagine having a child living through that situation, right? If I were that gentleman, I would want to flee the area as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and from what I could tell, he's like not blaming Israel. He's somewhat kind of like saying, hey, Hamas is the one edging this on.
Well, he was saying that, that Israel was getting out of control.
Yeah, because they're taking out the location.
And of course, you feel that way.
I don't understand that. How is it that they're out of control, but trying to stop them from shooting the rockets?
Right.
I just don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Oh, you're so out of control. You're trying to stop us from killing you. You're so out of control.
Right.
I don't get it. Okay, so Liz Cheney. Oh, she is. Can I say this? Are there any FCC rules about this? She is absolutely butthurt. Can I say that?
Well, you
she
know
is, she is. Oh my goodness!
She is a typical freaking rhino. I don't. How do the people vote? You know, I don't understand how people vote for AOC, and I don't understand how Republicans vote for Cheney. Like, I don't even get it. Right?
Or Mitt Romney. I mean, it's like there's something going on in the brain cavity that's just not making electrical connections. So
right.
Misfire.
Right.
Misfire.
So yesterday, Liz Cheney was actually ousted from her GOP leadership role.
Yes.
Right? And you know what should alarm every single Republican?
Oh, the good stuff. Here it comes.
The fact that Pelosi and Schumer support her.
Yes. They both came out
they
in
came
support
out,
of Liz
right.
Cheney and said, we stand with you,
she's
Liz.
She's so brave. She told the
wow.
truth. Yay, she's so brave. And I'm like, she's a Democrat, people.
Yeah.
She's a rhino, and she's a Republican name only. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm glad that the Republicans ousted her. I wish the Republican people in her district would vote her out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think come 2022, she's done. She's done. And I was doing my nightly broadcast last night, and one of the gentlemen on there brought up a good point, saying that after she's done in 2022, that she's probably going to end up on MSNBC, CNN.
Oh, you know it.
NBC,
oh,
NBC,
yeah.
As a correspondent.
And they'll be like, this is
and
a
gonna,
Republican.
And
yay.
Exactly.
She's telling the truth.
Yeah, here's a Republican telling the truth, everybody. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi and Shaka, Ducky, Schumer loves her. I mean, it's ridiculous. So
this is the kind of Republican we want, the one that's on the side of the Democrat.
Exactly. Listen to some of what she has to say.
Mr. Speaker, I have been privileged to see firsthand how powerful and how fragile freedom is. 28 years ago, I stood outside a polling place, a schoolhouse in western Kenya. Soldiers had chased away people who were lined up to vote. A few hours later, they came streaming back in, risking further attack, undaunted in their determination to exercise their right to vote. In 1992, I sat across a table from a young mayor in Nizhny Novgorod, Russia, and I listened to him talk of his dream of liberating his nation from communism. Years later, for his dedication to the cause of freedom, Boris Nemtsov was assassinated by Vladimir Putin's thugs. In Warsaw in 1990, I listened to a young Polish woman tell me that her greatest fear was that people would forget. They would forget what it was like to live under Soviet domination, that they would forget the price of freedom. Three men, an immigrant who escaped Castro's totalitarian regime, a young man who grew up behind the Iron Curtain and became his country's Minister of Defense, and a dissident who spent years in the Soviet gulag have all told me it was the miracle of America, captured in the words of President Ronald Reagan, that inspired them. And I have seen the power of faith and freedom. I listened to Pope John Paul II speak to thousands in Nairobi in 1985. And 19 years later, I watched that same Pope take my father's hand, look in his eyes, and say, God bless America. God has blessed America, Mr. Speaker. But our freedom only survives if we protect it, if we honor our oath taken before God in this chamber to support and defend the Constitution, if we recognize threats to freedom when they arise. Today, we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election has resumed his aggressive effort to convince Americans that the election was stolen from him. He risks inciting further violence.
What?
Wow. See, you know what?
She's an idiot. First of all,
she's straight up an idiot.
She's not supporting the Trump, the president that actually supported religious freedom, who actually brought God back into
the
Capitol. Right. I mean,
yes.
This. Do you know that Biden has not even assigned a religious leader to his administration as of yet?
Well,
it's been over 100 days. He's the only president that at this point had not assigned an international religious.
You know why? Because they don't want to do someone who's Christian.
So give me a break.
That's
first thing
is.
They're talking about God bless America. Biden and the Democrats do not say God bless America. They actually remove God from every single statement they possibly can.
Yep.
Right? Trump actually made sure that we infused God in everything we did.
Exactly.
Even
and
the
I like
State
how
of
she,
the Unions, everything.
Yeah, I like how she brings up the Constitution, knowing good and well the Democrats are against the U.S. Constitution. They have violated the U.S. Constitution over and over and over again. And is she going to talk about Ronald Reagan even? I mean, if Ronald Reagan was still here in political office and he was president, she would not like him either. The Democrats wouldn't like Reagan either. Ronald Reagan used to drill the Democrats, especially the liberal Democrats. He would drill them constantly.
Yeah.
And they didn't like it. They despised him for it.
Yeah, we don't have much time. We have 3 minutes. But listen, in Cheney's little speech, this long and ridiculous and hard to listen
to. It goes
to,
a lot longer.
She says, we have seen the danger that continues to provoke with his language. Really? What about Maxine Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Cheney? What about AOC, Ms. Cheney?
Mm-hmm.
What about Ilhan Omar, Ms. Cheney? You, actually, Schumer and all of them actually have applauded defunding the police.
Yep.
They've actually applauded Antifa and
yep.
supported them. Kamala Harris actually contributed to the bail of Antifa
criminal
members.
Criminal.
I mean, give me a break. This woman.
Dark side. I mean, they're all about the dark side.
Right. She needs to go. If any of Liz Cheney's constituents are listening, vote this woman out. She is a Democrat.
Now, you know what she reminds me of looking at her on the floor there? She reminds me
of. She got bought out.
Yeah. She reminds me of Hillary Clinton. Seriously.
You know what? I agree.
Dude, she so reminds me of Hillary
sure
Clinton.
Does.
I mean, my goodness. And, you know, I want to bet Hillary loves her. And Chucky Ducky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said, thank you for being so brave for telling the truth.
Yeah, she
no, thank you for being so brave for telling the lie to the American people, the lie that we've been telling Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, the left, the entire left. Thank you for being brave enough to tell the lie under God's country,
yeah,
under God's sky.
She says it's important that we remember that we elect someone that is faithful to the Constitution. Well, you know what, ma'am? The person that was faithful to the Constitution did not get elected.
Absolutely. Or maybe he did and they just did some fraudulent stuff. All right. All right, everybody. You know, it's been a wonderful time. Thank you so much for tuning in this wonderful Thursday. We will most definitely be back next Thursday. Please tune in. Don't forget, send me a text. Send me a text. Type 88202 and send it and type Will. Okay? Type send text. Type Will. W-I-L-L. To 88202, and you'll get awesome information, free information from American Truth Project. We will see you next Thursday, everybody. God bless, and have a wonderful weekend.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.